And if you're just joining us, we're coming back now. We're going to take a little break there. Adam got a little too racist.
Yeah, dude.
The guest, he was telling us.
It's fucked up, man.
He's telling us some. He went to the Bernie Sanders town hall in Bethlehem. Mm-hmm.
All blackface, fully in blackface.
Fully in blackface. And he's like, we got too many Chinese popping off in here. And people are like, what? Aren't you Adam Friedland from the Come Down podcast? Yeah. He's like, nah, dog. I'm a black guy that hates Chinese people. trying to sow discord among the Yang Gang.
Oh, interesting. You went as a Yang Gang double agent.
Yeah, double agent.
Well,
as
it's
a black
not clear
guy trying
who
to...
I'm working for.
right.
Much
right.
like most sinister Jews, I keep it open for the double, triple
That's
cross.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
It would be hilarious
what I
to
read
go
in the tea leaves.
To a CNN town hall, and then, like, you know, they have all their planted guests, and then you just get up in blackface and be like, excuse me, as a black man,
yeah.
I was wondering why we commit so many crimes.
Fox just runs out of black people to plant.
And you, what kind of laws you would pass to kill people like me who just love doing crimes and carrying guns often, by the way, that they can't find afterwards.
What are we gonna do about this disappearing gun problem that us blacks have?
As a black man, I'm worried that we're getting too good at hiding our firearms, which we're illegally allowed to have in Obama's America.
I'm afraid we're drawing too much suspicion to good cops with our disappearing guns.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, that was fucked up that you did that, Adam.
Yeah, Garfield Lasagna, who is a welfare collector from Toledo, Ohio. Uh-huh. How you doing, Garfield Lasagna?
It's Do you remember
L apostrophe Z A N Y A?
Do you remember that video? Who's that? Like
just on the Chiron, Garfield L apostrophe Lasagna.
Garfield
Lasagna. How you doing? I'm currently employed as a man who collects welfare. As you know, I live in the projects with a BMW.
When I drive an Escalade.
I got a BMW Escalade and satellite TV.
And I have a microwave as well.
I have a microwave and I live off candy. I get to eat nothing but candy all day long, which proves how nice I have it.
Welfare candy.
That I have the same food that you can purchase in a for-profit prison, which I will probably end up in sooner rather than later. And I want to know why I'm not paying my fair share of taxes. Why I don't do any of my work. Why I'm so lazy. Can you answer that, Mr. Bernie Sanders? Well, I'll tell you, Mr. Lasagna, I think it's a real shame that Amazon is also doing the things that you're doing.
That's we true. Ain't talking about Amazon right now,
we ain't
blood.
Talking about Amazon. Listen here, brother. Listen. Cousin.
Y'all, you leave the job creators out of it.
Bread bear and blackface. Yeah. Just drunk.
But you're the moderator.
I was just wondering why colored fellas like myself hate going to work so dang much, Mr. Bernie Sanders. And what you plan to do to deal with the guys like me who are probably part of the Muslim Brotherhood? Hi, yeah, my name is Turtis Lasheshawan. I was just wondering, as a Black Lives Matter member, I can't wait to kill police officers. And I want to know why I'm posed to go to damn college.
This is the third clearly in blackface man you've asked questions. You brought the ask questions here.
I don't understand why there's so many African Americans here whose lips extend all the way up to the nose. It seemed to be painted onto their face, but
we're gonna have to take a break here. There's a fire alarm goes off and the fucking sprinklers go off and just
Lou Dobbs, you know, stumbling in with his feet bound and a geisha outfit on. I also have a question. why do we get to come here and go home? Harvard. Why only we go Harvard? That's a very good question.
Mrs. Ling Ling, was it?
Yeah.
God damn.
Mm-hmm.
Shouts out to Bernie the God, though.
Yeah.
Sucking off Fox News out there.
I'll tell you, here we are at the Bethlehem Steel Stacks. And, you know, a lot of people used to work here, and they can't anymore because I'm gay.
What?
Sorry. I didn't mean that.
I didn't mean the last part. That's just what is always constantly running through my head.
I get confused, and I think I'm gay. Sometimes.
Who amongst us has not considered himself to be a homosexual from time to time?
Every single member of this country has had gay thoughts. Every single person in this country has had gay thoughts.
It is natural. What is unnatural is these corporations paying no federal tax.
No get federal taxes. Look, I made $570,000 last year because I filmed a sex tape with David Hasselhoff. And it was a very good sex tape. Maybe you should look it up. And if there's anyone that thinks I should apologize for sodomizing, doing a Baywatch porn parody and sodomizing David Hasselhoff, I'm not going to do it. Maybe you should get Donald Trump up here and ask him why he had sex with David Hasselhoff.
Woo!
Yeah! Woo!
Woo!
Yes, yes, ma'am.
That is correct.
That is correct, ma'am.
Oh, fuck, dude. Bernard, dude. When's motherfucking... Yeah, when's Finger Popping Joe going to be in the race officially?
I just wanted to ask you a question. Yeah, my name is Pontiac Bonneville. I wanted to know why. Why ain't the damn sneakers ain't free?
I believe you are the same man who claimed to be Garfield Lasagna from earlier, but wearing a hat now.
Why come they ain't let the brothers kill the president? That's why I want to know.
Do you remember during Obama when they did that video?
Yeah, we out here trying to kill motherfucking Donald Trump. The police says we could.
They did that video where that like white kid dressed up like a pimp and then went to Acorn. That like credit letting, and they were like, we fucking got him. But it was that fucking like white boy like just wearing a mink coat.
Yeah.
He was like basically doing like that blackface. Awesome. I mean they basically have tried to do that in terms of like gotcha.
What's the gotcha?
What was Acorn about?
I think he was trying to say that he wanted to get a loan for his hose or something.
Oh, nice.
I forgot. I actually have. I don't even remember.
Oh, so the joke James is that when you something? Do an obvious prank, the bank tells you to fuck off.
No, what is Acorn?
It was like a community
loans,
lending thing.
Oh, it was?
I think. Maybe. I don't even
know. Oh, and the Acorn goes
all
into
I remember
a tree.
Is that. All I remember is that the guy dressed up like a pimp.
That's good shit, man.
But in like the most obvious like Halloween costume.
That was a big Halloween costume, the purple-ass pink, or the purple-ass pimp uniform.
Oh, yeah.
The big hat.
You can't do that anymore with this PC culture, can you guys?
Yeah, not because...
You can't do
a since,
pimps and hoes
not
party.
Not since Clayma. Cosmo Clayma ruined it.
Oh, yeah, Craig Clayma did ruin it.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is all...
yeah, how you doing, Mr. Bernie Sanders? I just want to say Clayma was right. And for starters, Kramer was right. And secondly, I love rape. And everyone who looks like me does. I love rape and white women.
These are very peculiar questions. I don't exactly understand what we are covering here today.
Yeah, how you doing? I was wondering if my name is my name is KB Toys. I live off scratch off lottery tickets. I was wondering is you gonna let the brothers beat they dick in the library? Where are you going? Pass the law saying the brothers can beat their dick in the library.
Well, we are certainly going to fund public projects like libraries.
Folks, you saw these questions asked here. We are not making these people up. This is what this is Obama's America. These are
Donald Trump's been president for years now.
These are the people that live in Obama's America.
I wish, dude.
Yeah, my name's Suitcase Car Wash, and I was wondering, when is there going to be a law that says everybody get gold teeth? Because I'm trying to have a shiny smile, you know what I'm saying? what is your question? why come they got gold teeth on the money?
Fuck. Yep. That's a little political take, a little satire for you guys.
Is Fox News putting people in blackface to ask questions?
Yeah.
Town hall meeting.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's our packet.
How are you doing? I'm a middle class black man that's never experienced any kind of racism at all.
Who's had it easy and has only profited off of affirmative action?
In fact, I find that the real racists are black people. And I just want to say that white people are cool.